three postmen in South Africa kill themselves after a dumbass podcast sent them a tin full of fake snakes.
It's showtime. Let's kick some ass.
All your days are belong to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's only Skylarless podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy.
And not Skylar.
Oh, God, this sucks.
It's a dark day.
It's just weird.
Yeah, it's just me and you talking.
Yeah, it's just Andy and I here. There's no third person. We have to look at each other in the eye.
Yeah, oh well. I guess I could sit over there and then, like, we'd sort of have stuff in our way instead
That's kind of Skylar's spot.
I know. Skylar's right. Whoever's going to sit there, we're going to be like, you're not Skylar.
You're not Skylar. You'll never be Skylar. Get out of here.
This is really weird.
Yeah. Oh, well. Almost kind of lonely. Just
so
us two.
Lonely.
So, Skylar, how was your... Oh, God. Sorry, habit.
Oh. My week was all right.
Yeah.
I didn't do much.
No, me neither. I've been watching the Machinima Halo 4 sneak peek live stream. They've been streaming.
Machinima?
Yeah. They've been streaming live stream of Halo 4 for like 5 days.
That's not the Dawn Forward Dawn stuff, is it?
Yeah, that's on Machinima.
Is that Forward Dawn or whatever?
Forward Unto Dawn?
Yeah.
I don't think it's produced by them. I don't know the capacity of that. Honestly, I don't know much about Machinima. Machinima's always that thing where I watch a video and I see the Machinima logo before.
That's how
it
goes for me,
but
too.
But I never really go to their website, and I don't really know much about it, so.
Well, wait, are we talking about Machinima as, like, an entity or actually is?
Yeah, the website.
Okay,
like Machinima.com.
Got it. All right, yeah. Those guys do some funny shit.
They do, and so they've been streaming the multiplayer of Halo 4.
Does it look good?
Oh, yeah, it looks pretty cool.
Now, this seems weird to me, and I don't quite remember from when I had my Xbox, but Halo's never had iron sights besides the sniper rifles, did they?
I don't even think the sniper rifle had iron sight on it.
Well, I mean, when you zoom in to snipe... I guess you could consider that iron sights, but...
Yeah, they haven't had iron sights.
All right. Because I saw some review where, I think it was GameStop or something, or GameSpot, sorry.
Yeah.
Was complaining about the lack of iron sights, and I was like, that's random. I swore Halo had it, but I guess not.
Yeah. A couple cool things I noticed. One, there's a new button layout called Fish Stick, which is basically Call of Duty's layout. Get it? COD. Oh. Fish stick.
No! Yeah. Oh, that's clever.
And then also
that's clever on their part.
Also, if you use a hologram, if you send your hologram out towards a dead body, it'll teabag it. Hologram, you know, is like a
distraction. Is that one of those, like, okay,
yeah,
one
it's
of those,
one of the
like,
armor
power
things.
Or
yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, you can send a hologram out to kind of...
How are they doing that? Are they doing level progressions in this game?
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah, they are. And you
that seems to be the norm now.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of, like, not only can you unlock more... It used to be, like, you unlock a helmet, a chest plate, shoulders, legs. Now it's, like, inner arm, outer arm, helmet, like, gadgets, like, left chest,
knee
right
pad.
Chest. Yeah, knee pad. You get a grill for your teeth.
Are there a bunch of guns, like new guns?
There are quite a bit of new guns. First of all, there's all the Promethean weapons, which...
Those are the new bad guys,
yeah,
right?
Which look pretty sweet. They're basically Forerunners. So now we actually get to see what a Forerunner is.
Yeah, because haven't they just talked about them?
Yeah, they pretty much just talked about how humans are the descendants of Forerunners.
Because I remember in Halo 3 when I'm playing the story, it was like Forerunner. I'm like, nope, got nothing.
Yeah, so that'll be cool. They added some... The Covenant weapons are pretty much all the same. They brought back the beam rifle, the Covenant sniper rifle.
That was a good one.
They replaced the plasma rifle with the storm rifle, which is basically like a plasma rifle on steroids.
All right.
And then
is the Fuck, what was that insane laser gun from Halo 3?
Spartan laser?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's in the game. Yeah.
Yes! That gun was insane.
They added the saw, which is basically like a light machine gun.
I actually saw that in like a clip or something, or animated GIF or something.
They added the rail gun. Apparently the most overpowered gun is the binary rifle. It's a Promethean weapon. It's one shot anywhere, and they said it doesn't even have like a lag, so you don't have to like lead them with the shot.
No.
They said it's pretty freaking powerful.
Well, hopefully they don't make it easy to get in the game.
I don't think so. I think you can only get it through ordnance drops, which is basically an Infinity Slayer. There's no like weapons on the map, but depending on how well you're doing, you can pick between three different things. Like,
is it kind of like a call down thing then?
Like basically, yeah. Like it'll drop, and if someone's near it when it drops, it can hurt them.
Nice.
But you can get like a weapon or like an overshield. Yeah, you can choose between like two weapons and like an overshield or a speed boost.
I'll have to come over and see this. I saw a picture. I don't know if it's playable, but I saw a picture. It was like the fuck with the Warthog, and then a gigantic vehicle.
There's the Mantis, which is like a mech.
This thing, oh man, I'll see if I can find it while we're talking, but this thing was huge.
Yeah, as far as I know, I can't really think of what that may be, so it's probably, it might not be playable.
But maybe.
I don't know, Halo 4 looks good. Looks like they made a whole lot of changes to the matchmaking, which I guess they're just kind of keeping up.
What do you mean, like, keeping up?
Like, it looks like it has a feel, or it looks like it's more like how Call of Duty and Battlefield are.
Gotcha.
Where you can make your own custom loadout, where you can pick a primary and a secondary weapon a couple abilities. So it looks pretty cool. They've added things like flood mode, which is like infection from the previous games, but instead of being a Spartan that's covered in black, you're actually turned into like a flood.
Would that be akin to kind of like zombies on Counter-Strike?
Yes, similar. Yeah, it's basically... It basically looks like it plays exactly like how Infection and Zombies played in Halo in the past. But this time, you actually look like some sort of zombie.
Did they keep, was it Firefight?
No, Firefight's not going to be in this. Okay. They're kind of replacing the missed feature with Spartan Ops, which is like a weekly, it's like a weekly backstory campaign kind of thing, where you and your friends can get together and play a little co-op mission every week.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wonder... Have they said how long it's going to be? Like, how long it's going to go for that they keep updating them?
You know what? They did, but I don't know it right now. I know I saw a review of Halo 4 where they said the first Spartan Op mission was actually pretty quick. It just kind of seemed like you played it. Like, it was just like a firefight real quick. Oh, that almost looks like the elephant from Halo 3, but a little bit bigger.
Oh, I remember the elephant. That was a sweet thing.
That might be in campaign. I don't know. That's definitely not a multiplayer map.
That'd be cool if that was a multiplayer. Because wasn't the elephant, like, it would just roam around the map? Like, no one could drive it?
No, you could drive it. Okay. But it was basically, it was only on one map, and I really liked the concept, but it was a mobile base. So if you were playing Capture the Flag, your flag was on the elephant. So, like, if the enemy was able to get it control of your elephant, they could drive it closer to their elephant.
I like maps that have, let's see, like, in Uncharted 2 or 3, there was a map where... Like, there was the solid part of the map, and then you could get on a train. Or, yeah, it was Uncharted 3. You would start the map battling on a moving train, like two trains, and then eventually halfway through the game, or I think it was when you get one team gets a certain amount of kills, the train pulls into a train station, and then you have a battle in the train station. I like maps that have a mobile option to it, because that's really fun.
Yeah, that I can't really think... For Halo 4, it looks like they just kind of did their own thing with... the maps look better than the Reach maps. I've been doing a Halo Reach retrospective with Goomba Stomp Podcast, which is Stefan's podcast. And we basically talked about how all the Reach maps were pretty forgettable. And it looks like Halo 4 is... It looks like they tried a lot harder with Halo 4. And
wasn't Reach kind of Bungie's like, hey, we're out of here?
Yeah, it was like the last one. The multiplayer was kind of... It was all right. And then when they hand the reins over to 343, they, like, gutted the multiplayer online because, I don't know, I guess they want you to play Halo 4. So they took away a lot of playlists and stuff like that. But
so it comes out this Tuesday then?
Yeah, this Tuesday. And I'll probably play it, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night. And then Friday, me, Stefan, and some combination of Leaper, Ben, Austin, and Tyler are going to play co-op.
Nice. How many player co-op is it?
Four.
Oh, Nice.
So, yeah, it's going to
be... I got Assassin's Creed 3.
Yeah.
That's a pretty game.
Yeah.
It's slow. It starts out really slow. So right now, I'm like, when I look at it, I'm like, now I'll get back to you.
Yeah, I hate games that start out slow. I have a big problem with that where it's just like... I think that's basically what I did with, like, I think it was Mass Effect 1 or something like that.
Oh, that game was slow.
I just felt like I was like, ugh, and I never finished it because I just, I barely started it.
And it's drastically different from, because I'm used to 2, Brotherhood, and Revelations.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, it's the same developer as 2, but Revelations and Brotherhood was a different one. And it's just, like, I'm so used to playing. I've had 3 years of playing those games that they, like... It's like throwing you into a whole new game using the same setting. It's weird.
Mm. Well, Andy,
gaming.
After all that gaming talk, you want to go into gaming news?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Let the games begin.
Peasant consoles or glorious PC master race? Choose your side.
You know what she did for fun when she was your age? She pushed a hoop with a stick.
This is gaming news.
With a stick.
Well, apparently my dogs want to replace Skylar on the podcast. That's cool. Yeah, no, just keep barking. That's all right.
Are you going to do a Halo 4 review next week? Or I guess we can just talk about it, your impressions.
Yeah,
we'll do that. We'll talk about your impressions.
I can just talk about it. Okay, hang on 1 second.
Yeah. Oh, man, this is weird without a third person here. So I'm hoping that Matt put the Halo or the PlayStation 4 article in his gaming news, because that was big news this week.
Yes, I did.
All right, cool.
Yes, it's in there. But first, we're going to start off with Halo 4's development team will not put up with sexism on Xbox Live.
Saw it. Didn't read it, though.
During a recent interview with GameSpot's Laura Parker, 343 Industries' Bonnie Ross, and Halo 4 executive producer Kiki Wolfkill, wow, revealed that Microsoft is doing the best to monitor sexual harassment and other kinds of abusive behavior on Xbox Live under zero-tolerance policy. Ross said, quote, I'd like to think that most of our Xbox Live players don't support this kind of behavior. Wolfkill also said, there are always going to be jerks out there, and if you give them a way to express that side of their personality without being seen, you're going to see this type of behavior manifest itself.
Bunch of 9-year-olds.
Yeah. Basically, yeah, that's kind of what they say. And I don't know. I like it. I'm not going to say I'm not against it, because I just hate people that are just constantly yelling.
Yeah.
Or if they're like, oh, there's a girl on the team.
Yeah, it just ruins your... It ruins your immersiveness.
It does, yeah. And that's why I honestly don't talk in game chat very often. I'm always in party chat because I just can't.
I don't got that.
Yeah, I just can't stand fucking, you know, some 12-year-old telling me how he did my mom. Like, do you know how many 12-year-olds have done my mom?
Thousands.
But it's just like, I like that they're doing this, but I don't like is I hate seeing zero tolerance policy, which may sound weird, but a lot of times it's worse. Like if someone's joking with a friend, and they're like, oh, that's it, you're out.
Yeah.
You know, like I remember reading an article it got a while ago about, you know, a school has a zero tolerance gun policy, which makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But this kid went camping, left a flare gun in his back seat on accident. He was camping over the weekend on Monday. He had a flare gun with his camping equipment. I don't know, someone found it. They expelled him. They said zero tolerance. It's like, well, dude, it was a flare gun that he forgot. It wasn't a pistol
and then
or a
they
rifle.
Always,
or,
they always... stand their ground because they're like, if we let him through, then
yeah,
other cases would be
sometimes zero tolerance policy is a way to remove common sense.
They should have a case by case policy.
Yeah, so I support it. I don't know exactly what zero tolerance will be like. It would really be a shame to see a lot of people banned from Xbox Live. They're gonna be banned from using the service if they're caught doing this kind of stuff. So
maybe that's Microsoft's way of getting money. We got your subscription page.
Sony is allegedly conducting briefings on the capabilities of the next PlayStation device. They are handing out PlayStation 4 dev kits. I guess not handing them out, you know.
I swear to fucking God, I hope it is not called the Orbis. That right there, I would question buying it.
I think you've got a better chance of your console being called something like normal than I do.
Yeah. I wonder if they're just going to give it. It's going to be Xbox. It's going to be Xbox something.
I just hope it's like, I don't know, the Xbox 3. Oh my God, what if they make it the Xbox 3D? Oh. damn it.
What if they go the Final Fantasy route, Xbox 360-2?
Yeah, Xbox 360-2. That's hilarious. While Sony has remained silent on the next iteration of its home consoles, details are beginning to emerge. Sources are reporting that Sony is beginning to share its plans and specs of the PlayStation 4 with key partners. And if I sound like I'm about to cough the entire podcast, it's because I think I'm getting sick. So, ladies and gentlemen, ignore that, please. Skyler leaves, I get sick. Coincidence? I think not.
We need him back for your health.
Yeah.
We call the Navy. Hey.
Skyler being here was conducive to my good health.
Call him. We need Skyler back. Matt's dying. He's dying.
Sources went on to disclose that the console will be powered by AMD's A10 APU, a combination of a CPU and GPU in a single chip.
Which, that's nifty. I know that's really new technology.
Yeah. The dev kits featuring either 8 gigs or 16 gigs of RAM, a Blu-ray optical drive, a 256 gigabyte hard disk, Ethernet, HDMI, Wi-Fi are all believed to be making the jump from PS3 to its successor.
I really hope it is 16 gigs. Because, man, the lack of RAM in the PS3, fuck them. It was like 256.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, yeah.
Because the Xbox is 512.
Yeah.
And I remember reading a lot of things with the devs are like, we can't do a lot of stuff with that much RAM.
Yeah.
Or it presented a problem, which I could see that being the reason for the Skyrim DLC holdup.
That could be it.
And it's cool that they're using name brand hardware and shit and not a cell processor.
Yeah.
Because then that means games will look good. Well, games will be easy to code for.
Yeah.
It'll be like coding for a PC. There we go.
Awesome. PlayStation might finally be able to legally sell its hardware in China.
What? So read that again?
PlayStation might finally be able to legally sell its hardware in China. Legally? China has been very particular about which electronics are appropriate to be sold to the massive public. Consoles are actually banned in China.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, even Nintendo?
Yeah. You can't have a home console. But Sony is close to getting a China compulsory certificate valid through 2016. That means their electronics meet the required safety specifications to be imported into the country for the next 3 years or so.
Hey, good for them, I guess.
Now, this would give Sony a leg up in an emerging market that Microsoft and Nintendo are not in. But this article does note that just because they get that one certificate doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be golden to sell everywhere.
But I mean, that that says that opens a new market for them, at least.
This article also does point out it's kind of ironic that PS3s aren't available in a country that makes a lot of things for the PS3.
Yeah. Are, like, iPhones and iPads and stuff, are those legal in China?
I think so, but there's a whole lot of knockoffs.
Oh, yeah. I love seeing knockoffs of everything.
Yeah.
I like the 3DS knockoffs. Those are always fun to look at. They look like shit.
Yeah. Apparently, the Wii U has a very impressive web browser.
I saw that it uses the same web browser technology as the PS3.
Developed by NetFront, the developer of the PS3, Vita, and 3DS browsers. It doesn't support Flash, but it does top-notch HTML5 compatibility very well.
I think that was one of the add-ons of the PS3 that was random. Was like an update to it got Flash. So this must be the newer one where they probably don't support.
You know, why does Steam have a web browser?
So
I'm on my computer already.
You can play games inside your games. You can play Flash games while you're playing a game.
I saw that today. I didn't even know they had one. I was just going through Steam. Oh, and really? It's like web browser. I'm like, wait a minute, but if I just hit the Windows button.
I could see usefulness if maybe like you were stuck in a game or maybe like you're like, oh, hey, I used to go to websites for Counter-Strike to get like custom servers and stuff to get like the IP address for custom servers. Mm-hmm. And I could see that being handy. Like, oh, man, I need that address really quick. Boot it up on your Steam browser. But then again, you're right. It's a PC I could minimize. But I guess I can do it in-game. So
Yeah. Pulp Fiction writer to direct Wolfenstein the movie.
Cool.
Academy Award winner Roger Avery, best known for co-writing the little-known flick Pulp Fiction, has been picked up by Panorama Media to write and direct a film adaptation to id Software's classic FPS Wolfenstein.
Can't be any worse than Doom.
And here's a little write-up on it. It's pretty hilarious. Castle Wolfenstein is an action-adventure film in the vein of Captain America and Inglourious Basterds. The story follows a young U.S. Army captain and a British special agent on a top-secret mission to Castle Wolfenstein, where Hitler will be for the unveiling of a new secret weapon. After reaching the castle, our heroes are confronted with Himmler's SS Paranormal Division and must fight not only for their survival, but for a mission that could alter the course of the war.
It'll be a time machine. I will go into the past.
And, Andy, we do have confirmation on what we speculated on last week. Grand Theft Auto is officially releasing in spring of 2013. Yeah. So it is official that that is the release window.
Did you see some of the screenshots of, like, the locales?
No, I haven't.
It was like Rockstar sent out these little, like, things that you look in your eye, and when you twist them, it shows different pictures.
Okay.
And it shows off a bunch of, like, I guess you could say loading screens for the locales.
I see.
And some of them had, there's one that was like Grapevine.
Huh.
But yeah.
That's cool.
I know.
And last thing in gaming news, Dawn Guard, still not on the PS3.
All right. I've accepted it.
All right, Andy, let's go into technology news.
Skyler? No one cares, Skyler? Old man. It's time for technology news with Three Hit Combo.
Skyler.
Come back.
It's like we have the curse of Skyler in here. I get sick. You punch a fuse box.
I punched a fuse box at work today, everybody. It was not my...
Andy Rage doesn't only exist on this podcast.
Yeah. It exists when you get in my way.
He's like the Hulk. It's amazing.
Really calm, but...
Yeah,
and I let it go. I Bruce Banner that.
The iPad mini costs $141 more than its components add up to.
All right, got it. Apple's really fucking pushing it with that iPad mini, dude.
They are. It's like.
I know Google now, well, I guess Samsung's had a mini tablet. Google just released Google had the mini tablet, the Nexus 7, and then they just released the Nexus 10. But it's cool, but I would never, ever buy one, ever.
I saw this a pretty good parody commercial where they're just basically fake Apple employees, and they're like, the iPad mini is great. You know, it's not as big as an iPad, but it's smaller. No, it's not the iTouch. iPod Touch.
It's like, well, the iPhone 5 was the last thing Steve Jobs worked on. What are we going to do now?
Make the iPad smaller?
Yeah.
Make the iPad cuter.
Yeah, all right, cool. And I love Apple's commercials for all their products. They're just like, and we went back and revolutionized everything.
I saw something else. Like, they broke it down. It's basically an iPad 3.5.
Yeah.
Like, it's got some 3 and some 4 in
it. It has the same screen resolution as an iPad 2. Yeah, I just don't.
It's the same technology.
Yeah, it's the same technology and a smaller thing. Get a fucking iPad.
It's the Frankenpad. They basically took a bunch of stuff from other iPads and threw it into one and then crunched it smaller.
Yeah, get an iPad. There you go. They're better.
Now, for a little bit of perspective, the 16-gigabyte Nexus 7 carries a $159 material cost and a $200 price tag, whereas Amazon has been very candid that it loses money on every Kindle Fire it sells. So Apple, as opposed to Google and Amazon, actually makes quite a bit of money on every tablet sale, whereas Google and Amazon try and get it through software and stuff like that.
It's because Google's a good company. Dude, I'm really, 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 really considering getting an Android in February. That's when my contract's up.
You should. Join the light side.
They're good, dude, but the only downside is I've plunked a lot of money onto my iPhone. And I guess the one thing that I like about Apple is that the updates, when they release an update, they keep it updated across all their devices.
Mm-hmm.
Like Camilla's phone is the 3GS. That thing's like 3 years old. It just got the new iOS 6. And that's the one thing that I wish Android would do more, is that when Google releases a new version of Android,
mm-hmm.
all the devices that can run it can get it, because that's what Apple does. Like, the iOS 5 was the was the first iOS to stop supporting the 3G. It was just because it was an old phone.
Yeah.
And, like, if I were to get, like, a new Android in February, whatever the newest best phone was at that time, like, a month later,
yeah,
a new OS would be out along with a new phone. And that's my only gripe with it. Other than that, I think Androids and their widgets are fantastic.
There might be some logistical problems that they're having with that, because when Apple releases an update, they got, what, 4 phones to do it on?
Well, they released it across everything Apple.
Okay, so I mean even we say that, they got the iPads and the iPhones. You're looking at, what, like a dozen devices?
I guess so.
Whereas there's a ton of Android phones. I know. There's a ton of Android tablets.
I know.
All built differently.
Well, I guess when Google releases a new OS, and then when they let it out to like Motorola, I wish Motorola would push their shit together. Yeah, would push it to their devices. Mm-hmm. That would be nice.
Yeah, I could see that. Almost like Google has kind of like a middleman.
Yeah.
Whereas Apple can go from Apple to their devices, whereas Google has to go to, for Android, has to go to Motorola, Samsung, LG.
Yeah.
And then they actually have to do the work to actually send it to all their phones.
Yeah, like once they get the OS, then they have to conform it to like their OS, because each, like, Motorola has their own OS on top of Android. And so that's the only thing that bothers me, because I like to keep all my electronics very up to date, because I know up to date fixes all the problems that are wrong with it. So, but we'll see.
Very true, Andy.
Maybe by February, who knows? Maybe something cool will be out.
Yeah. Apple hides its latest Samsung apology with some clever code.
I saw this. I saw that they had to rewrite it too.
Yeah.
But I didn't read it, because I figured it'd be really jargony.
The saga of Apple's court-enforced public apology to Samsung continues. The first newspaper-printed mea culpa read is too tongue-in-cheek for the judge's liking. Now it turns that the follow-up, a condensed version on the Apple Store's UK's homepage, has a few caveats as well, namely that you have to go hunting for it.
Oh, really? Yeah, because I think I remember it said it had to be on the front page.
Yeah, Apple has infused its page with a JavaScript that ensures no matter what display you're viewing it from, you'll have to scroll down past a barrage of Apple product ads before the apology can be seen.
That's clever on their part, but not what they were court ordered to do.
According to this article, technically, it's still within the rules of what they...
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, yeah, because I guess it had to be on the front page.
It just has to be on the front page, which it
that's
is.
Like, that's like the little kid finding the loophole in the parents' logic, when the parents are like, damn it!
Fuck you, kid. God damn it.
So yeah, I saw they also had to, the judge is making them rewrite it too.
Facebook is testing a router that gives you Wi-Fi for checking in.
What?
Facebook is testing a Wi-Fi router that grants users internet access after they checked into a business. In other words, when you're at a coffee shop, the router will let you online once you've checked in. The limited test was first discovered by developer Tom Waddington, who noted that the code for the Wi-Fi feature in the Facebook API. The company later confirmed the test.
Where are they does it say where they're testing it?
It doesn't say right here where they test it, but
it's a neat idea.
Yeah, basically, hey, I'm at blah blah coffee
shop. It's a neat idea to, one, push their product, but also give something to your consumer, I guess.
Yeah, it also helps the business advertise in a way, because you can see, oh, hey, so-and-so checked in here.
That is true.
Oh, I wonder what that place is.
Well, I guess that's neat. I'd support it.
I don't know.
Yeah. If a business had it, I'd do it.
Yeah, it gives you free Wi-Fi just for checking in. I can deal with that. That's fine. So it says here, hooray for no more awkwardly asking a barista for the internet password.
I like when people at Panera are like, what's your password? I'm like, dude, we don't have one. My computer's asking me, ma'am, we don't have one, trust me. Just restart your computer. That is like 90% of my things. I'm like, restart your computer and try it again.
They also mentioned that you might have to worry that Facebook is using the service to be all up in your data, which Facebook is notorious for.
Yeah. I don't know.
They all up in your data. That's okay. I'm using Tor, motherfuckers. Facebook now has a tutorial on privacy, thanks to Irish authorities.
Is it only for Ireland?
No, it's for everybody, but it's only for new users.
Ah, okay.
So the 6 billion people that are not yet members of Facebook will get this. The 1 billion that are already there, I guess you don't get it.
That's so crazy that a service has 1 billion active users.
That's crazy.
That's...
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people... I mean, Skyler had what? How many accounts?
But, yeah, but I mean, once he logged on to him, I don't think he... I guess...
I don't know if it's active. When, is it really 1 billion active?
Yeah, or that's one, what I read was 1 billion active.
Okay. I wonder if he... Well, he does say he used to get on Scott Jankum to troll people, so...
Yeah. But, I mean, nonetheless, like, give or take a couple hundred million or something, but that's a lot of
That's still a lot, people. Yeah. There's no way where that is a small number.
Yeah.
Now, while it may sound like a lesson you should have learned in kindergarten, Facebook wrote Friday that new users would be taken through a more prominent and detailed education privacy information. New users will soon begin the process for signing up for Facebook by going through a privacy tutorial. It shows you what sharing does, what tagging does, all that good stuff.
Oh, well, I mean, good that they're giving you that new people that option.
Yeah. So, that's...
Which, if you think about it, as kids become older, like younger kids are getting... Mm-hmm. Facebook's now.
Yeah, so and they lowered the age to, what, 13?
Yeah. So, I mean, when 13-year-olds get it, it's probably a good thing that it shows them how to protect themselves.
Well, they're probably clicking and going, skip.
Yeah.
Skip, I don't play the tutorial. Just give me the sticks. That bothers me from the Machinima stream. Every time someone's, like, handing the controller off, like, you want the sticks? It's like, sticks. I'm going to get on the sticks here in a moment. It's like, come on, the sticks.
It's a controller. We're all adults here.
Yeah. Come on, man. All right. Andy, that'll do it for technology news. All right. Let's go into news.
News team, assemble!
And now it's time for the three-hit combo news desk with Matt, Andy, and Skyler. All right, Andy, we have kind of a weird trifecta. We have a hat trick of snakes.
Literal snakes?
I've got three stories I have to do with snakes.
Go on.
First up, Keith Perrow, a West Springfield man, allegedly used a python to beat his girlfriend.
What?
Keith Perrow, who is 34 of West Springfield, Massachusetts, turned himself in Thursday after being accused of beating his girlfriend with a pet python.
What the fuck?
Police say Perrow's girlfriend was in a hot tub when he used a python to whip her. The altercation left the woman with bruises on her knees, back, and stomach, according to the cops.
That sounds like something you would see in a National Lampoon movie or a stoner comedy.
Perrow then tossed the 4-foot snake into the hot tub. The python did not survive the attack.
Yeah, I got the fuck beat out of it.
Perrow faces charges including assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, the snake. He also threw a pair of temporary stairs at her. So that's another.
Are temporary stairs just a stool?
I guess I don't know.
Like a bench? What the fuck are
So he faces two counts of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, one being the snake, one being the stairs, and malicious destruction of property and cruelty to animals.
Alright. Damn, dude. That was not what I was expecting when you started with the snakes.
This one you might not be expecting either. A cash-strapped UK government spends $16,000 on a dead snake.
Go on.
Britain's Foreign Office spent $16,000 to restuff the corpse of a giant 120-year-old snake at a time when the government department is being told to rein in spending. In a response of the Freedom of Information request from political blog Guido Fox, the Foreign Office said that the 20-foot anaconda, called Albert, had been in poor condition and required essential maintenance. Albert the anaconda was allegedly presented by a bishop and was now known as Guiana, the colonial secretary in the 19th century. So,
holy shit.
It's Britain. A ceremonial snake that needed restuffed.
All right. That was a huge waste of money. Why don't they just make it gold while they're fucking at it?
Oh my God, they should have.
I probably would have been a lot more mad about that instead of just.
Snakes in a parcel shut down a South African post office. Now, this was on Halloween.
Ooh.
Clerks at a South African post office fled for safety when they emptied a mailbag and a white python came slithering out.
Oh, shit.
The 1-meter-long, non-venomous snake was one of four sent this week in an express parcel that arrived at the Sabi post office about 300 kilometers northeast or 185 miles of Johannesburg.
Those poor guys. After, like, the third one, I would have been like, what the fuck?
They'd be traumatized. You know those little tins where you open them up and the snakes shoot out? That would traumatize the shit out of them afterwards.
We should start shipping those to them.
Oh, my God.
Four. That's four times they've had to just, oh, fuck.
Three postmen in South Africa kill themselves after a dumbass podcast. A tin full of fake snakes.
Our Facebook could just be like, we're on the map.
Yeah, we've made it, guys. Skyler's reading this in the paper while he's, you know, getting yelled at. Oh, wow, that's cool.
Gets kicked in the face by a sergeant.
I assume that, gosh, what, it's Sunday night? He's probably already taken my advice and punched the admiral in the face. He's already established dominance. That's all I can assume. That's all I can assume that he is.
So, yeah, he left Wednesday, right?
He left Thursday. I guess he left Wednesday night to go to a hotel.
But Thursday he went off.
Thursday was the day he left.
He's got to be into basic now. Yeah. Or he's going to start tomorrow. Gave him like the weekend to acclimated.
That's probably what they did. I have no idea because I've never been in the military. But yeah. I would assume they were at least like, hey, here's your stuff. Here's what we're going to do. Here's the rules. Get ready for Monday.
Oh God, he's gonna they get him at the crack of dawn, so it's gonna be like 3 a.m. They do.
It's gonna be cold as shit too, isn't he? In Chicago.
Yeah, yeah. So they got almost the same weather as us.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, that's gonna be fun. Good luck, Skyler. See you next week.
He just comes back. Hey,
Skyler, are you AWOL?
I need to live in your furnace, Matt.
Fuck yes.
Okay. All right, that's fine. All right, Nana Gouveia. Now she's Brazilian. She lives in New York City. Decides to do a photo shoot after Hurricane Sandy, modeling on top of wreckage.
Nude modeling?
No.
Damn. All right, is she the model?
She is the model.
All right. Are there pictures?
There's at least a picture. She decided to take this opportunity to model. Because that's what you should be doing at that time.
You know there's going to be the people that are like, that's insensitive and stuff. And
I don't know
what to think of it.
It's at least, I do consider it insensitive. And it's at least, God, it's entitled maybe?
I guess.
These are people's cars that have been wrecked by limbs and she's there modeling on top of them. Like,
that's a cool backdrop. But I don't think that should be the place that she should do it because those are people's things that are ruined.
Yeah, I mean, I would say if they set up like for a photo shoot, but you know, people died in this, and you're modeling.
Yeah, that's kind of bad taste.
A little too soon. Bad taste.
Yeah,
kind of insensitive there.
Maybe if she went to like a junkyard where they took all the scraps from Hurricane Sandy and put it there. Maybe that'd be a little less in bad taste.
Yeah, that could be the case. She has some more photos here if you want to take a look at a couple. There's that one next to a tree that's missing. And there's that one in front of some wreckage.
All right, that one's not bad.
I guess not, but still.
But I mean, if she was in someone's house that got like...
Like, I could understand it could be worse.
Yeah.
But...
She's modeling behind like one of the hospitals that the power went out in.
She could be standing in waist deep water holding a dead puppy or something like that.
I mean, yeah, I guess it's
probably just not the best move.
Yeah.
All right. Speak of insensitive, we're on our way to Florida. I don't know why people keep doing this. I don't fucking know why. I don't fucking know why. But oh my God. Some Halloween parties at the University of Florida this year ended up looking like an 1800s minstrel show as white frat boys and a member of the team's softball team decided it'd be a good idea to dress up in blackface. What the fuck? Look at that. You see that? Now Andy has to...
That's... Did we ever tell you about Tom's?
Yeah, do. Yeah, he asked Rock whether it'd be in bad taste.
Like... Really? Like, there's no common sense in your head that's like, this might turn out bad.
Yeah, this might be incredibly racist.
Especially in a college where when you graduate and you make news like this, hey, you were that blackface kid.
Yeah.
That is a reputation that you're not going to live down.
The first incident occurred at a Rockers and Rappers themed costume party over the weekend held by the Beta Theta Pi fraternity. Two members came dressed up in tank tops, gold chains, sagging pants, and in total blackface. The campus chapter of the NAACP posted the photos on their Facebook page and wrote, "Whose party this is not the issue, but the fact that it's seen as acceptable is where the problem lies." The incident follows up on one from last year where members of the University of Florida softball team and some of her friends decided to go as members of the Florida football team. But apparently not just any members, just the black members. The group used full black makeup for their costumes. Take a look at this one. This one's even more racist.
That is very racist.
That's fucking really. The Beta Theta Pi fraternity, both on campus and national levels, has issued an apology.
They should. That's fucking horrible. I hope those kids got some kind of repercussion for that, like reprimand or...
I just don't understand. People are still thinking this is okay. Yeah. Like, I've seen it, like, on Facebook. I see it almost every year where someone's like, oh, I was at this party. And it may not necessarily be, like, them or their friend, but you'll see someone in the background fucking in blackface. It's like... Fuck, and it's always like west of, you know, 108th Street.
Yeah. It's always the west of.
It's like, what the fuck are you doing? God damn it. A Marine in a tutu beats up a disabled vet thinking he was wearing a disabled vet Halloween costume.
A Marine in a tutu beats up a disabled veteran who he thought was in a disabled veteran's costume.
Yes. Yes, that is what I said.
Are there pictures?
There's just a picture of the Marine, a mugshot.
Okay, I don't care.
But basically, hey, Christopher Dabney certainly isn't feeling like one of the few and proud. The 22-year-old Marine was arrested in Gainesville early this morning while wearing a pink tutu after beating up a man he thought was dressed in a Halloween costume poking fun at disabled vets. The man actually was a wheelchair-bound Marine vet.
So the disabled Marine vet was making fun of?
No, the disabled Marine vet was just a disabled Marine vet.
No, but the guy thought
he was... young Marine thought he was dressed up as
disabled. So making fun. All right, got it. Yeah.
The incident happened at 2:30 a.m. outside of the Pita Pit restaurant. Dabney spotted 35-year-old Daniel Priotti and just assumed he was wearing a disabled vet costume complete with a wheelchair because that's
when was
common.
This
was on Halloween, I believe. Yeah, the story came out November 1st. So,
all
right. He started calling Priotti fake and hit him twice. The blows were so hard they knocked Priotti out of his wheelchair. Priotti, who was paralyzed from the chest down, was unresponsive for at least 10 seconds after the attack. Pita Pit employees had to jump over the counter and stop the attack, and afterward, Dabney attempted to leave. As he was leaving, I stopped him and said, "Man, you got to own up to this. You just hit a handicapped person twice," witness Alejandro Lemoyne told The Sun.
Huh. That is one fear as a manager that I'll have to do someday is have to get up in some customer's shit when they're freaking out. I'm not looking forward to that day when that comes.
I've had to tell someone I don't appreciate them talking about my employees a certain way, but that was over the phone.
Yeah. I guess
my employees stupid. Yeah.
I guess my boss said if any customer starts to cuss, I can ask them to just get out.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Man, that sucks.
Oh, fuck
that poor guy.
I just closed the last story. Hold on. Audible. Accidentally closed it. Andy Stahl.
Batman.
To Florida.
What are your views on penis enlargement pills?
I think that the only thing I can think of is, I don't know, if you need them, good for you. I don't know. It's not my problem.
I've been playing Battlefield 3 on PC a lot lately.
Oh, yeah?
Like, enough to where I'm thinking about getting the premium subscription.
Wow. You should play more Minecraft.
Oh, yeah. I will. now that we're getting the server, I will.
Oh, yeah. The three-hit combo server of hentai.
Yes.
Tentacles
we
everywhere.
We got to call it that.
that was Skylar's slogan for it. Right. If you remember way back. It's on one of the best of, but
nice.
The three-hit combo server of hentai. Tentacles everywhere.
I'm going to make a room in my mansion that just says hentai, and then you go in there and... Oh, my God. Fill it with Enderman.
Oh, shit. You can make Enderman and Creepers invisible, and then... Latest update.
Oh, really?
There's an invisibility potion that you can use on yourself or enemies.
Hmm. Is it a bitch to get?
I don't know. Potion? I didn't really see.
Whenever I play Minecraft, I have the Minecraft, like.
The wiki?
Yeah. The wiki open and Minecraft.
I do. I have that up, too.
I can't play that game without, recipes.
No, yeah. I can do, the normal stuff. I can make a furnace, a boat, some buckets.
Yeah, all the tools. I know. Yeah, but yeah, when it comes to the harder shit, yeah,
like how to make a button.
Yeah, or like I can't get a fucking electric. I tried to make a minecart and like tracks and electric.
Yeah. I don't know if I can do that shit either.
The people at Oakview, they're like, oh man, I got this huge, all these switches and shit and things raised and lower. I'm like, really? I built stairs. Cool.
Yeah, I made a pair of stairs.
Yeah.
Sweet. I made a glass house.
Yeah.
Ooh. My glass house sucks.
Well, you could build a new one.
I can. That's the good thing. It was a house I made when I had very little materials, and I started retrofitting it with new things, but it's just not big enough. All right, Andy, do you have any nude pictures of yourself on your phone?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm positive.
Have you ever needed to give your phone to Best Buy to transfer data from one phone to the other?
No, because I'm not dumb.
Exactly.
And if I were, I would not.
According to ABC Action News, two young men who worked at a cell phone store have found themselves fired and facing charges after they stole nudes from a customer's phone and decided to start showing them to others.
See, there's their mistake there. Keep them to yourself.
The female customer came in to have data from her old phone transferred to her new one. Employee Joshua Stewart, who is 24. I almost said 24.
Is this in Florida?
Yeah, it's in Florida. Okay. I don't know exactly.
Oh, that's all right. As long as it's in Florida.
It's in Florida. I got it from the New Time Miami blog. So. All
right.
He took her phone to the bag and of the store and began to transfer, but swiped a few of her naked photos just for himself. He then showed them to his coworker, Gregory Lampert, who was 26. The two of them decided it would be a totally good idea to start showing the pictures to random customers.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Like, hey. I see you looking at HBO's Blu-rays over there. Want to see this naked chick?
This was not a good idea, as one of the customers happened to know the victim.
Aww. That'd be fucked up.
Yeah.
If, just, like, you're like, hey, check oh, this out. Oh. That's Claire.
Hey, you want to see a naked photo? Yeah. Sam Hauser.
That's all I would do if I saw a naked picture of Sam Hauser. I would just laugh and go, fuck you, Sam.
Hey, you want to take a look at this naked photo? Oh, my God. I now have some dirt on the back of the house manager.
I am pretty. So pretty.
Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me.
Alright. So they got fired, I assume.
Okay, yeah. To show them to a completely random stranger is an obvious sign that they were bragging about it, Detective Sergeant David Wyatt told Bartow Police Department. Lambert has been arrested. Stewart will be arrested when he returns from vacation.
Oh,
that's gotta suck.
That is shitty. I wonder if he, like...
Did someone call, like, the hotel and be like, hey, look, can I talk to this guy? Hey, when you come back, you're going to get arrested.
Dude, someone has to text him that he's going
to
get arrested.
Yeah, he has to know.
He's not going to come back.
I wonder where he's on vacation at. If he's out of the country, just stay there.
Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah.
Dude!
Let's get him on the podcast. So, dude, what were you thinking?
Chris Hansen walks in.
Oh. Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck. That is a thing, people. Don't take your shit to Best Buy to get fixed, man. Those people will scam the fuck out of you.
Yeah, and if you get nudes on your phone, stop handing them to other people.
Yeah.
At least password protect it.
Yeah.
At the very least. At the most, how about you just take it off your phone and put it like on your computer? Or...
Yeah. We have clouds. There are clouds now. You can store shit easily.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be on your phone, which is easily taken.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's just a lesson from 3-8 Combo. Either keep your nudes safe, give them to us. We'll keep them safe. That's fine.
Whatever. I'll keep them on my password-protected hard drive in my room.
Yeah, yeah.
Uncle Touchy's Naked Puzzle Basement.
3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com.
Send them there. We'll protect them.
Yeah, we'll protect them.
Yeah.
We are the guardians of your nudes.
Just dick pictures all around. Just, oh my God.
That's probably going to be the title for this podcast, Guardians of the Nudes.
I like it.
All right, Andy, that will do it for our first podcast in the post Skylar era.
PSE.
Yeah, man, that's tough.
Dude, I don't know if I mentioned it during the podcast or not, but whoever we get, it's not going to be the same.
No, not at all. I'm not saying it can't be good, but it's not going to be the same.
You could top.
Oh, he wouldn't show up week after week. There's no way.
Book wise.
Yeah. Anyway, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3@combo podcast, twitter.com/3@combo PC. That is the number 3. PC stands for podcast. Find us on YouTube, search 3@combo podcast. Email us at 3@combo podcast@gmail.com. We will protect your nudes. And find us on gpxgaming.net.
The premier.
Premier podcast on GPX Gaming. So, for Andy, this is Matt, signing out.